Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good morning. It's a Monday, and a mighty fine Monday here at the Gas Digital Studios. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. The weather has finally turned here in New York City. It is a beautiful day. And speaking of beautiful, I am joined by two wonderful guests from the Sit and Bitch podcast, Bitch spelt with an exclamation point instead of an I on YouTube. It is our great friend, Oscar Aiden.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks. Oh, I probably should have gotten the other camera on this one. Okay.
Don't worry. You look absolutely gorgeous. And next to Oscar,
it's sparkly,
our great friend, no podcast to mention at the moment, but an incredible comedian and a great friend of the show, Doug Yerm. How
are
you doing,
guys,
buddy?
It's great to be back here with you fellas.
Thank you so much for your time. Let's get plugs right out of the way. Oscar, what do you want people to check out?
Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel because that is where I am posting my new podcast called Sittin' Bitch, where it's a weekly safe space to be dramatically annoyed. And it's a podcast of 30 minutes, and each guest gets 15 minutes to vent about something absolutely just annoying the fuck out of them, and we discuss it. And it's timed with a timer so that we don't run over.
I think that sounds absolutely wonderful. Mr. Yerm?
Follow me on Instagram at TheDougYerm. And when does this come out?
This will be live today, and it will be out on YouTube in 3 days.
Come to Holy, Pennsylvania at Next Stop, and then the next day after that, Lion Hills in New York, which I bet nobody is from around there at all. And then after that, I'll be at the Church of Satire the weekend after, which is the 27th, I think it is.
Something like that, yeah.
So follow me on Instagram. I'll post all the stuff. And go check those shows out, please, for the love of God.
Fantastic. Please.
Make sure you also check out Doug's OnlyFans.
That's right.
Yeah. O-D-O-F.
Hey, guys, check me out on Instagram. Zach is not funny. All my dates, punchup.live/ZachAmico. Announcing a bunch of dates. This Friday, I am at Littlefields in Brooklyn with Todd Barry. Next weekend, I am at Governor's. And then after that, I am announcing a mini tour, but I'll give you the dates right now. Looks like we're just signing May 7th through the 10th. Myself and my little brother, Crack Amico, doing a co-headlining tour. I'll do stand-up, and then he'll close out with a couple songs. And May 23rd, I'm taping my first ever half-an-hour special at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. Myself and Tim Butterly will be splitting the evening, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. shows. Please come out. It truly means a lot to me. And if you like the show, hey, go over to gasdigitalnetwork.com today. Constantly making updates to the site. And use my promo code ZOO. You get money off of your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get to do the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows from over the years. And most importantly, you get Friday's bonus episode. We do three of these a week. And that Friday one is only for subscribers. But regardless of how you consume the program, thank you so much for watching or listening. All right. I know my audience and I know my guests. The Arnold Classic was this weekend.
Ooh.
And we've got some real specimens. I thought Shannon could weigh in as well because Shannon likes a nice buff man.
Ooh.
Oscar, I don't know how you're going to feel about some of these gentlemen. I'm going to take a wild guess and say not the most natty.
I don't know. Some of them, if you put in a lot of work and consume a lot of calories, you can get that.
Well,
that
let's take a look at the winner, Nick Walker.
Natural.
Oh,
no steroids.
This is Nick Walker.
Completely natural, man. Of course.
I thought he was AI, and I had Shannon look it up.
No, that's how they look.
I didn't even need to look it up. I already knew he was real. I just followed his Instagram.
Yeah, completely natural, man. Dude, you could achieve that with the right amount of calories and creatine.
When you see him spread his back, it's like somebody unfurling a map.
Yeah. Dude, what the fuck?
Even with drugs, that's insane.
Yeah. Dude, to get your lower back like that, that's the hardest part. The Christmas
watch tree. Watch him spread his back. I didn't even know.
It's the lat spread.
I didn't even know you had those.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, these guys are fucking. You know what's going on with bodybuilding nowadays is that all these dudes are like very young. They're in their 20s and shit like that. Like that guy is probably like 28 years old and he looks 50. Is that they're blasting so much gear that these guys are dying in their 20s. There's this one Russian guy who takes 120 IUs of growth hormones a day, and the average is supposed to be 10. And he had a heart attack at 18.
Now,
what's happening is some of these, did you see that? What was it? There was a clip or a picture of a bodybuilder recently who was walking around with a cane because he was so, like he was probably like in his 40s.
That's him. That's who I'm talking.
No. This guy is older though. Like he's like in his 40s, but he looks like it's like an old Mr. World title. Shannon, I don't know if it's something you can find, but it's like old.
Is it Ronnie Coleman?
I don't know. He's like an older black guy.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he
it is
to
Coleman.
Be huge,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden now you see him walking around with like crutches because he can't. His body doesn't know how to walk.
Or that you can't make tests any like. Once you blast yourself like that, your body stops making it on its own, right?
Well, the thing with him is that he would go. So there's those videos of him squatting 800 pounds, and he's leg pressing over 1,000, right? He's deadlifting 750. He said that he would feel pain in his back and just take painkillers and keep fucking training. And they ask him, like, do you have any regrets? And he goes, my only regret is that I think I could have gotten about another 2 reps on the 800 pounds. That's what I regret. That's how he talks. He's a giant dude who talks like Oscar. Like he's fucking.
Now I do want to note. Let's bring Nick Walker back up before we're done with him. I do want to note. Shannon, play Nick again, please, if you can. Look at that little peepee.
Or is it little in comparison?
I don't. So there's Sack there, but as far as Dick, it might be just on his giant body. But Shannon, you've had experience with men, not this large, but you know,
I've dated bodybuilders before. They're pretty big.
What's the penis sitch?
It's not like it's not anything I think that directly correlates with them being a bodybuilder because like all the stuff that they take affects testicle size, not penis size.
So you've had some men with tiny balls.
Yeah, and that I don't mind. Who cares about that part?
Yeah, you're not a ball girl.
No.
We have the other gentleman. Shannon, do you want to bring up some others and rank them for us?
Sure. So I felt like it would only be respectful to include Ronnie Coleman because he won Mr. Olympia 8 times in a row. Yeah. So I brought up, this is from him posing for Mr. Olympia in 2005.
I was going to make a Lion King joke, and he came out to the Lion King music.
He was only 5'11", dude.
And he's like one of the tallest ones.
Yeah. Jay Cutler's only like 5'6", 5'7".
And that Nick guy, 5'7".
Yeah.
I'll skip forward a little.
But the thing with him is that he wasn't, like, he wasn't as symmetrical as, like, Arnold was and shit. He was just giant.
Well, let me ask you this. Please. Hold on. Let me ask you this. What's a normal testosterone level for a man?
What age?
Like, in their, like, mid-30s?
Well, that's
30s.
The thing. It's like, you can't go by nowadays because they have a range of anywhere from 970 to 300, which 300 is ridiculous. That is, like, a prepubescent boy. But they call that low average, which is ridiculous. Your body doesn't function well with 300 levels of testosterone.
If I believe, didn't they say that the average like 70-year-old now has more testosterone than the average 25-year-old?
Yeah. Well, yeah, those guys, like they said, and again, how we even know that, yeah. I have no idea.
We're not making it the way we used to.
Yeah, pretty much because those guys did physical labor. Their food wasn't poison. They weren't stationary. You keep moving. Those guys were strong also. Like you saw a guy who's 165 pounds and his job was lifting up 100-pound bags of fucking wheat every day.
Yeah.
That's what he was. Well, but somehow he was a lot stronger.
Well, let me, because I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
And he, because I was like, well, why don't you check my testosterone? Because I was trying to put on like muscle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he checked it and he was like, you're quite high. And I was like, well, what's high? And he was like, 980.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, that's very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that also what just makes me horny all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, when your hormones go down and shit, Oscar's got bigger hands than I
do. No, actually, we don't. I think you have bigger hands than I do.
Wait. Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Your hands are thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's really important sometimes.
That is true. Your thumb in the butt.
Yeah, some of us have hormonal issues and had some very sad meetings with the doctor about their T levels.
What did they tell you?
We'll do it off air.
Oh, okay.
But someone's had some issues lately. Someone found out a lot of reasons why.
Oh, no.
Why they gained weight and why they've had some medical issues.
Oh, no.
If you want to go to the world's saddest saddest fertility clinic meeting... And watch an Indian guy show me a chart and then show me where I am. It was like when Homer Simpson got his sperm tested.
Yeah.
And there was just like three crashing into each other.
Yeah. Now let me show you what the problem is here.
It was not good.
You make one sperm a day.
Oh boy. And I guess I make tiny cumsies. Shannon, let's see our next gentleman.
Okay. These are all classic guys.
Yeah, of course.
So the next one, this is Dorian Yates.
Dorian Yates.
This is more your flavor, right?
Yeah, he's a taller.
The first ever mass monster was him.
But let me ask you something. Why does their face look like that?
Because they're so
think
gaunt.
About how much they
fucking... They're also like very gaunt when they're preparing to be on stage. They're dehydrated. They're starving.
Yeah, that's why some of them pass out backstage because they try to get the symmetry.
They're super dehydrated, right?
Yeah. Because that's how you see all the symmetrical lines is to dehydrate yourself and make your skin as thin as possible.
And did he win?
Yeah, dude. He was like one of the first ever mass monsters like this. He was the first one to start lifting heavy, low reps. He created pretty much, he opened the door for the bodybuilders you see now. But now he regrets being that big. Look at that. That's insane, man.
I've heard stories of the really big wrestlers, like the big body guys.
Mm-hmm.
In their 30s and early 40s, like if they drop something, like if they drop their hotel key.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get somebody to get it.
Yeah, they were fucked, man.
Like, they can't bend over and get it.
Yeah.
Between injuries and they're just so big, they can't, like,
how do you wipe?
I wonder that.
What?
For bidet.
I'll tell you.
Water.
From personal experience, you learn your angles.
You put toilet paper on the doorknob and rub your ass on it like a grizzly bear.
Yeah, that's a good
how you
one.
Get it. Yeah.
You learn to kind of, like, swoop.
Yeah.
You learned, you kind of like, Bob Kelly said once that you learned to like dislocate your arm and use it like a crane.
Do you have to stretch before taking a shit so you're nice and limber?
See, what I actually,
put the hot water on.
My toilet is to the right of my sink.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in a hotel room where it's the opposite,
mm-hmm.
I actually have it, I have to move. Because I like to have my hand up on the sink.
Yeah.
So I can kind of like...
Get in there?
Yeah, I can kind of like contort.
Yeah.
If I'm in the road and it's the other way around, I like to actually get up and put my foot on the tub.
That's what I was just going to ask. Do you ever put your foot on the tub so you could get really nice in there?
Foot on the tub and occasionally just take one of the washcloths.
Really?
And then just throw it in the garbage. Just throw it right in the garbage.
I would hide it under the bed. And then watch housekeeping flip the fuck out.
I've done enough to those poor women. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom for one of its many benefits, this is where you got to get it. If you don't do Kratom, I don't want you to start on my account. But if you're going to get Kratom, there's only one place, YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. There's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. That's right, $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. Check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show, baby. All right, next we've got the Incredible Hulk himself, Lou Ferrigno.
Ah, dude, Lou Ferrigno's traps were better than any of the fucking guys like past him. Look at him. Look at those traps, dude. That's fucking insane.
Now, is he bigger than Schwarzenegger here?
No, Schwarzenegger was taller. He had longer muscles. And Schwarzenegger's symmetry was fucking insane, man. Did you ever see Schwarzenegger's double biceps?
Yeah.
It's almost exactly the same. His peaks were fucking nuts.
And finally, we've got Günther Schleierkamp.
Oh, yeah, he was in Beer Fest. No, was it Beer Fest?
I can't remember.
What's the name of that fucking movie? Probably
Beer Fest, right? The one where they with Das Boot?
Yeah. Beer Fest. Yeah.
I just want to send this guy walking through a Hasidic neighborhood. Oh, no, they're back.
Yeah. Let's throw him to Lakewood, New Jersey. Get some of those houses free, huh?
Yeah, send him to the fucking Cards for Kids fucking plant.
Claim some of that money back that you stole.
We know what you're up to, you motherfuckers.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. I understand, obviously, their darker tone helps show off the muscles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But why the face, though?
Because they don't look like they have a
face. Guys they're not doing that anymore.
Well, they're going to have a white face and a brown body.
Yeah, but guys stopped doing that because they started getting in trouble for blackface. It's like, it's fucking spray tan. What is the problem?
Well, this is like an orange more than a black. Some guys are like dark.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
Shannon, you've been with a few of these guys. And let me tell you something, being gay, I've also been with some men who have, you know, enjoyed the extracurricular activities. Their body smells different.
Yeah, it's all the hormones.
They have a distinct, like, men who are like on steroids or growth hormone, mm-hmm. They have a certain like chemical smell.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. And it's like when they're like very sweaty, like right after the gym or something.
Right. They have a very chemical smell to them. It's very interesting. Like that's why, like when you go, if you go out dancing, like, and there's a lot of muscular, beefy, like built gay men, and we're not talking like just athletic Adonis.
Yeah,
we're
talking
like
roided up,
like pumped up. You'll smell, like it starts to smell like a little chemically. Well, yep. That's also probably because all of the drugs they're doing. No shade, but that's just, yeah. So, but yeah, I've been with a few guys where I'm like, your body doesn't produce a sexy smell.
Yeah. Well, that's all the hormones because you're blasting like a ton of synthetic shit. Mm-hmm. So your body has to secrete
it. You smell like a horse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you smell like pile my.
She's a beautiful animal. Shannon, with all those, how do you rank them?
The Günther guy,
that's
I enjoy
I was
very much.
Shannon would like.
Yeah.
Be Günther.
I enjoy very much. I would say him
Bart
first.
Simpson hair.
I don't want to be accused of being racist by my listing here, but I would say Günther first, Lou Ferrigno second.
Where's Nick Walker go?
I would say third.
Nick Walker third?
Yeah, he's like probably the shortest of all them. He's only 5'7".
It's still about height. God bless.
Son of a bitch.
You know what, Shannon?
I love a Lou Ferrigno, though. I would do Lou Ferrigno.
Even though he's deaf? Like, you want my name? I'm going to fuck me in the ass.
Is he really deaf?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You never notice when he talks?
Not no. Pulling me home.
I mean, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He does a good job, but you can still tell he's got deaf voice.
Yeah. What is it? Has he always been that way?
Yeah. He was born like that.
Oh. Yeah, he's still soxy.
Yeah. But that would get annoying after a while.
I mean, like, you can't hear me talk, so that's...
Yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
No, not you, him. Like, every time you fight...
It
like,
would feel like a waste as a comedian to have a deaf partner.
It would, yeah. At least they can't hear all the bits you do about them. That's good.
Yeah, but if you're watching
you
a movie...
You can still hear, no?
No. He reads lips.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why Shannon likes him so much. So I did have two.
Oh,
I bet it's like a wisp of cotton candy.
You
Shannon?
So?
No, yeah, I bet Shannon's got a beautiful vagina.
Oh,
Shannon, I don't mean to offend you.
Talk about Shannon.
I bet it's very compact.
I thought it's not lippy. What happened? I bet it's not lippy.
No.
I bet it's like a paper cut.
It's like an unused tire. It has all of its threads.
Yeah, it's still got its threads.
Nice. Yeah, you know, there's no wear lines.
Got a new store smell.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You could smell the rubber for days. Exactly.
No offense, Shannon.
Yeah, no offense.
It's okay. And not that I'm changing the subject or anything, but Lou Ferrigno did have a cochlear implant in 2021, so he has much better hearing now.
Oscar, give him a cochlear implant.
Yeah, right? I'll give you a cochlear implant.
So I did, since you're talking about bodybuilding, I do have two other videos I wanted to show. Shannon, I'm sorry, did I send you the... 8-year-old girl that deadlifted 180 pounds.
Yes. Oh, I just saw that.
Yes, and that 9-year-old
is fucking wild.
So I got to tell you, man, they should be showing this in schools.
Yeah.
To let little girls know you can fucking accomplish some shit.
180 pound deadlift at
Dude,
9.
Look at this fucking.
That's wild.
Look at this killer. What is she going to grow up to do?
Yeah, but her body is already probably like, not, that's not good for her.
I don't think it is. It's not good for her hips.
That's not good for her body, for her spine, for anything.
The weight belt doesn't even go around her.
No, it's bigger than her torso. One thing I do like is that she's listening to AC/DC. That's good.
But look at this fucking, this bad bitch.
Yeah, that's fucking wild, man.
Look at the knees. Oh, that's so bad for the knees.
Yeah, her joints are going to be fucked.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the three of us could do this.
What, the 180?
Yeah. Do you deadlift 180?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I could
before
I hurt my back. I stopped
deadlifting like that, though. I only do the trap bar because I have herniated discs.
Yeah, before I hurt my back, I might have been able to.
Yeah, definitely. You could. I think you could.
So you can't bend over?
No.
Damn, no.
now you're on the side. Now I'm out of Oscar's fucking out of his top five.
Now you got to put your legs over
your head. I don't like it when guys bend over.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, you like it on the back.
I like them kind of like
style?
I kind of like I kind of like them laying flat on the bed.
Dude, that's so funny though. I mean, you just see a fucking cock flopping around like a fucking windsock on a lighthouse. That's so silly.
What?
Like just seeing a cock.
I remember I had a friend.
So nuts.
In what way position?
You said on the back, right?
No, on your. I want you face down.
Prone. I believe it's called in straight porn. It's called the prone position.
Oh.
Where the girl is flat on her tummy.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, that's your move, huh?
Oh, I love that.
I accidentally injured a girl in that same way with her on her stomach.
You slip?
No. Just like from the fucking trauma because your core is not supported. And she was a big gal, so probably not the strongest core strength. And, you know, we're going at it. And she just goes, ow, ow, ow. And I go, what happened? She goes, my hip. I don't know. She had to go to physical therapy.
Good for you.
But again, like if it was an in-shape girl, I'd feel more pride. But because it was some fat slob, I'd...
Shut up!
You know, she just didn't have the core strength. That could have easily happened, her getting out of bed.
One of my friends in college, the first time he had sex with a guy, he was on his back.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, it's so much gayer.
Yeah, it is. That's what I was just telling.
Then if you had
so
just
gay.
Bit the pillow.
Yeah.
And like let him do his business from behind.
That's a lot gayer. Like
what?
You said, joystick. Like fuck.
What are you talking about?
Because now
your
dick is between your bellies.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's weird.
You mean like if you're laying on your back?
Yeah.
And
legs
I'm on top of you?
Legs over his like legs on his shoulders.
Fucking floppy cock.
Oh no, I don't like
swimming
that.
Around. See, not
like
even
that.
Oscar likes that.
No, I like that. I like standing up against a wall.
Yeah.
I think that's hot.
Wait. Who's standing up against
like
the wall?
Like you're standing up against the wall and I'm behind you. Like
shower, like prison shower.
Oh, oof.
Yeah, or...
Yeah,
like,
yeah, American History X style. Yeah.
Or, like, laying down,
sweet.
But sideways.
Yeah.
You're laying on your side.
Huh.
I'm a big fan of sideways.
Yeah, I think sideways is hot.
Sideways is fun.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it hits places where you don't think that it'll hit.
There's more to hitting an asshole?
Well, yeah. You're trying to hit the prostate, inevitably, right?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, you've never been fingered?
What?
You never been fingered?
I had a Puerto Rican girl do it once.
And you never got like, did she do it while you were coming or no?
No. She was blowing me, but I wasn't coming.
Okay.
But
next
I always
time...
feel like, I thought I had to shit on her fucking hand and I felt bad. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop. Like, I don't want to see her pull out a hat on her fucking finger.
Well, yeah, that's because you have to make sure that, you know, you're ready and nice and area.
You forget, I don't have to worry about being ready for that, man. Like, so I don't...
We're going to work on that.
I don't think I'm ever...
We're going to work on that.
I don't think I'm ever fucking...
Doug, we're going to work on that.
Oh, I'm good. I don't need to worry about being ready.
I don't necessarily want a finger deep in my ass.
Yeah.
What I want is the press on the taint.
Oh yeah, you should do a press on the taint.
That's
taint
the
press.
To me, yeah, well, like two, like a good amount of pressure under, but between the balls and asshole, pushing up on the prostate. That's the load. That to me is like the power load.
But here's the problem, and I don't know what this means medically.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime a girl has done that, I don't know why it hurts. Like, is my prostate swollen or some shit like that? Like, do I have some kind of fucking?
So I used to wonder why after, if like I had a lot of sex.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel like I had to pee all night.
Yeah.
And I think it's from having a swollen prostate.
Oh, boy.
But well, that hasn't been an issue in a long time. That hasn't been an issue in a long time. I promise.
Well, yeah, the test results you just gave us.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to
worry
about
that. But back in the day, I would feel like I couldn't sleep because I felt like I had to piss all night.
Oh, damn, man. Oh, well, didn't they say, like, it's actually, like, healthy if you get your prostate milked? Isn't that fucking, because there's fluid retention in it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
That's what a
doctor,
Dr. Shannon.
I was gonna Dr.
Oh, oh, Oscar.
I don't know. I don't have my. I don't get mine milked. I'm not into that gay shit. I don't do that. Get out of here.
Well, I did want to show one more. What my favorite feat of strength, and I have to preface this with I am very biased because this is, I think, in the top five nicest, most charismatic people I have ever spent a day with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man by the name of Mark Henry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The world's strongest man, professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Had a lovely day with him when I worked with him on a roast. Lights up a room like you would not believe.
Yeah.
Charming.
Mm-hmm.
Soft-spoken.
Well, yeah.
Looks you in the eye. Couldn't be nicer. And this is him. The first ever person to do the legendary Thomas Inch dumbbell with one hand. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did see that.
So this was thought to be impossible. And he legitimately was considered the strongest man in the world.
Yeah,
at this point.
My favorite story is when he went, he left the WWE to do that competition, and Vince goes, if you come in second, I can't have the second strongest man.
Yeah, you better win.
So it's a combination of the weight of it and the thickness of the handle that makes it very, very hard to lift. Look at that, man. That's fucking crazy. What the fuck?
I intend to be the first man to clean the inch dumbbell.
So that's just him lifting it. Now, Shannon, if you go forward to when he's in the hotel conference center.
It'll be the second one. It's a challenge against history.
There you go. Good.
The SmackDown shirt.
And now you'll see he does it. That was the warm-up for the heavy one.
The strongest man that ever lived. So I have to try everything that people have deemed.
Look at all those white men.
This looks like an auction.
It does look like
this
an auction.
Is not,
my God.
This visually is not
this
good.
This one here, he's the one you put behind the horse.
This looks like what happens in the top floor of Anthony Cumia's house.
Oh, my God.
Do I hit $100? Jesus Christ, dude. $350. Do I hear $350?
And Chen, how heavy is that? Can you look up how heavy the Thomas Inch dumbbell is? Because technically it was considered impossible because of the width of the bar and the weight. And I think somebody's done it since him, but I think he was the person that proved it was possible.
Dude, that is
172 pounds.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's fucking wild.
That's,
man,
like me lifting like two of you.
Yeah.
That's like if you lifted
170 on a dumbbell that heavy.
That's like if you lifted Doug over your head by his cock.
Yeah.
I could do it.
Yeah. Not with your mouth, with your hand.
Yeah.
I'd actually, probably my mouth would be stronger than my hand.
Now watch my jaw strength.
Oh.
He's doing ice skating poses. Spin him.
Trust me, this mouth is strong.
Catch your uvula in my foreskin.
Well, Shannon, I hope you enjoyed our...
Are you circumcised or uncircumcised?
No, of course I'm circumcised. What am I, an animal?
Come on.
Don't be a bitch.
Exactly, I'm circumcised.
We have other stuff that's not staring at men. And I want to do this one first. We were talking about sending Gunther Schleierkamp over to, what was it, Lakewood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I saw a video today, and if this is a sketch and I got fooled, I get it. Mm-hmm. But goddamn, did it make me laugh. Shannon, can you bring up the Hasidic guy who ran out of gas?
Oh, yeah, this is great.
This made me fucking
laugh.
Douche.
See
if you have a bottle. Yeah, that's good. All right, how you going to pay for this gas? $2 probably will fit in here. $2 will probably fit in here.
So this very nice biker.
Check now if it turns on. All right, quickly go. Quickly go to the gas station. Burning gas just sitting there. All right, now pay whatever you want. You don't want to run out of gas again.
No, I think
it looks
cheaper.
Oh, my God. Every fucking stereotype hitting that one. Jesus Christ almighty. No, even though I run out of gas, I'll go down the street.
I've said on the show many times, I don't like people seeing me eat. Because I don't want people to know.
Yeah.
If you're that guy,
yeah,
and you got the curls, and you got the thing, and you got the voice,
mm-hmm,
and you know you're on camera, don't you just go, I'm going to take the 45-cent hit on this gas.
You don't know. I don't know. I don't think he knows he was being filmed. I bet those were done with Meta glasses.
Oh, it could have been.
No, he's a biker. He's got a GoPro on his
helmet. Oh, yeah.
He,
so
he didn't know he was being filmed.
But still, it can't be worth it.
Because being on Instagram is not worth 45 cents to those people. They would much rather be filmed than waste 45
cents. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. Did you see, you saw the guy that went to, he went to, Shannon, what was the town in New York that it's all Hasids and they exposed like the welfare scams?
Oh yeah, I've been seeing that on Instagram.
He went to, I believe, Lakewood and did another one.
He did, yeah.
And now they're on to him.
Yeah.
And they don't want him around, dude.
No.
They're kicking him out, dude.
He was doing the that was Nick. I'm thinking of the dude who exposed Somali
Minnesota,
not Nick.
I know who you're thinking of. Yeah. This the Minnesota daycares.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he went and it's just like average of like 11 kids. Nobody works.
Dude, it's fucking wild.
The funniest is when he goes, how many people here do you think use SNAP and EBT? And the Hasids are like, 20, 30%. And then they go talk to the black guy at the grocery store. He's like, how many people? He goes, 100%.
Every single one. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a dollar in my cashier in my time being a cashier here in Lakewood, New Jersey.
There has no been any jingling, any billfolds, nothing in here. It's all been digital EBT and curls. Dude, how fucking wild is that? And I know a real estate agent that has to deal with that. It is the fucking worst to deal with. Because they haggle over every little thing. And
you
the
don't
big
say.
Thing, yeah, I no, believe it or not. Believe it or not, they haggle over every little penny. Doesn't matter. As long as they feel like they got something.
When I used to work on the meat truck in my younger days, when we would deliver to Arab delis, they would argue over like a two cents, 3 cents.
Dude, that's why I don't understand how they don't like each other. They're so similar in so many ways, from their religion to their attitude, and yet they don't like each
other.
Well,
let me tell you something, though.
Please.
I'm going to tell you something, all right? I know. First of all, haggling is not just a Middle Eastern thing.
No.
You do that everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere except for Europe and in the U.S., do you haggle a fucking price? Most of the time, when you're in either Thailand, mm-hmm. or if you're in
India,
you know, if you're
Russia.
In India, or if you're in, you know, in one of these countries, you're gonna haggle. If it's a street vendor, or if you're buying something, yeah. Okay, maybe the supermarkets you really don't, but you still try and be like, come on, give me a better price.
Well, yeah, I mean, well,
and that's the thing. It's like
to...
people are like so shocked by like how they always haggle. I mean, like, this is how we stay rich, like. That's how you stay rich, by making sure that you're getting everywhere. I think sometimes Americans are the only ones who are like, yeah, I'll pay $17 for two chicken breasts. Where everybody else in the world is like, yeah, be fucking kidding me. Those chicken breasts aren't even worth more than like $4. Yeah. And
but
I'm
these
paying
are the same
$4.
People that pay more for those chicken breasts because they were killed by a man with a magic hat.
That's right. Yeah, they'll pay more
<Let's> not forget.
halal, and then they'll pay more for kosher.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to anything else, they'll haggle every five. And that's the thing. It's not so much like $17. It's like you're haggling over a quarter. 25 cents is the hill you're dying
on? I do love. I enjoy a good haggling.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, there was a video recently about a girl who I guess she's Muslim, but yeah. for iftar, she was going shopping and they were doing a kosher deli. I don't know if there's video of it, but she went into a kosher supermarket. A steak. Mm-hmm. Was a steak like maybe what like I don't know what's a like a regular steak that at a restaurant 8 ounce
like
six
a filet
ounce?
Mignon type steak
like a strip right
yeah,
like
ounce.
An 8 ounce
yeah,
strip
yeah.
steak $96 $96 for a
it was kosher
for yeah because it was yeah. kosher
see that's what I'm talking about you'll pay top dollar for something kosher
$6
this might be my embarrassment over my cheapness.
Mm-hmm.
I love to haggle, but I wait for everyone else to leave the store.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's rude to do it to the cashier in front of other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, but that's what I mean. Like, you have this humility. Them, they'll just haggle over a dollar.
I think it's cultural, though. Like, over there, it's more accepted.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
Well, that's
it's like
they know
people
what's gonna happen. Like, oh boy, here we go. He's going to haggle over another 25 cents.
I think, like here, like you know, so many people who are immigrants, they come to America, and then they're just like, well, I'm gonna do what I've known to do for hundreds of years. Whether it's Chinese culture or Middle Eastern
the Chinese
culture,
are the best.
You know, it's like they're not gonna. This is what I know.
As a man who has haggled a gallon of hot sauce from $25 down to $7.
Yeah.
Because I said, how many?
That's fucking right.
Okay, so what I always do, I do this at bodegas where they have old merchandise that I can tell they're never getting rid of.
Yeah, there's dust on it.
Or I do it on the road when I go, because I like to go to like antique stores and comic book shops.
Mm-hmm. Love antique stores.
And look at like vintage toys and shit.
Yeah.
And what I always go is I go, how long has this been here?
Yeah.
Who else is going to, like, if I'm in the middle of nowhere, I'm like, how many people, but the last time I did, I was like, how many people come in here going, do you have Toxic Crusaders action figures?
Yeah, yeah.
In this fucking random town in fucking upstate New York.
Right.
And I said to the guy, I was looking at the toy, and he wanted, like, way too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, buddy, how long have these been on your shelf? And he's like, a couple years. I'm like, so do you want to sell them or do you like having them?
Yeah.
And,
but that's not shameful.
And I wait for everyone else to leave so that it's not embarrassing for me or him. And I go, listen, man, you own a store.
Yeah.
Are you showing me your toy collection?
Yeah.
Or is this a business?
Because well,
I go to
true.
Some comic book stores where I'm pretty sure that somebody's parents just gave their autistic kid a store so that he has a place to put his shit that's not their house.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you this.
That's a
when
great
it's,
idea.
When antiquing.
And he never sells.
When you go out antiquing, I'm so, people are like, I'm like, is that price negotiable? No. How long has that been sitting there?
Yeah.
There's a few stores in New York City where they'll have something. Like, I like a nice antique jewelry piece, right? I don't mind a nice antique jewelry piece. So there's a store in New York City. They sell antique jewelry. It's located, like, in Lower Chelsea. And they're very nice. But here's the thing. I walked in there maybe 6 months ago, and I saw this bracelet, gold bracelet. Very nice, simple, just whatever. And they marked it at, I think it was like $1,800, which was completely overpriced. Never buy gold or any diamonds from an actual store, because you're paying for the overhead. You're not actually paying
for the product
value,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of the market value, right?
And if you resell it, you're just getting the value of the...
Right, exactly, right. So I go in there, it was like maybe 6 months ago, maybe more than that. And then I go back in and I was like, oh, it's still here. I was like, is the price negotiable? No. Okay. Well, it's still here. Do you want to get rid of it? I mean, you could, listen, if you want to knock off 150, that's a sale. No. Okay. I guarantee you, mm-hmm. I'll go in there in another 6 months, and it'll still be there.
And how much?
And
was
I
it
never understood that.
$1,800.
Just sell the fucking thing. Like, sometimes you just gotta bite. If someone's coming in and buying, exactly to your point, mm-hmm. if someone's coming in and showing interest in a product that you know has been on the shelf for a long time, sell the bitch. Just fucking sell it. You're waiting for a miracle. You're waiting for a sucker to come in and buy that at full price. And that's, yeah. I think the mentality is that I'm not people who like haggle. It's not that we're cheap. It's just like, I'm not going to be suckered into paying overpriced for something I know isn't worth that much.
Right.
It doesn't have sentimental value to you.
Right. It doesn't have sentimental value. Now, when I buy it and I want to sell it personally, I'm going to be like, all right. But even then, I know I'm like, okay, I expect people, like I've sold mm-hmm. things, like sold things online. I expect people to negotiate. If someone buys something right off the bat at the price that I've listed, I'm like, oh, fucking sucker.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
Now, I will negotiate to an agreeable amount. I'm not going to just give it away. But if I'm selling for something for $100 and someone's like, I'll give you $80, I'll be like, all right.
Now, question.
Or they'll say like 75, and I'll be like 85.
Can I ask your nationality?
Well, I'm Turkish and then Azeranian.
Okay. Mm. You might not know the answer to this then, but so I live in an all Middle Eastern neighborhood.
Yeah.
I guess they call it Mid Ridge now, but it's Bay Ridge, but towards the upper part.
Yeah.
Before Sunset Park.
Yeah.
In the 7 years I've lived there, every single store has closed. And has reopened as an identical jewelry shop that I have never seen a human being enter or exit. They all have the exact same gaudy, I don't know if it's for weddings, like costume-looking jewelry. I've never seen them open. I've never seen somebody come out with a bag. I've never seen people shop there. And there's got to be 30 of them in six blocks.
That's money. That's a money
I know
laundering.
That's laundering.
Yeah.
What do you think there is? It is that just Hamas money?
I
or
don't
is
know.
It drugs? Or
I
is
can't
it...
speak to that. But I Hamas. Will say this though: if you go across, if you go across seas to like the Middle East in certain parts, and it probably happens in, you know, I don't know if it's true for like, you know, African nations or in Asia, but I feel like it's true, is that you will see rows and rows and rows of gold and diamond stores. Now, those are usually always busy, but most of the time it's not. And a lot of times what it is people are coming in and buying gifts or stuff like that. Remember, if Bay Ridge, if my rent, let's say hypothetically speaking, my rent is only, what, $5,000 a month? And I sell two gold chains at $5,000 a month, and I own the store, I'm most likely writing off electric, all of the utilities as write-offs. So I'm getting, so that I don't have to worry about that. That could be a partial explanation, and then maybe some things are happening that I don't know of, and I can't say anything.
Okay. Because I just, it's very frustrating.
It's the same thing, and it's not just that. It's bodegas.
Yes.
The same owners will close a bodega and then open another bodega right in the same. But it may have to do with filing for bankruptcy, just starting a new. Because what they'll do is they'll transfer the bodega. And that's something that you may not. That's something else is that I learned this recently, is that one of the pizza shops in the West Village So what happened is they actually just sell it to a family member, and then the family member takes it over. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it now is now a different business. It looks like a different business, but it's actually still in the family.
Okay.
So it may be something like that, where there may be an explanation where it's not a new owner. It's just another family member.
I'm just mad because I lost my beer store.
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was across the street.
Why didn't you open one?
What?
Why don't you open one?
I'm not opening a bodega.
Get the fuck out of here.
A beer store?
No.
Why not?
Because I have a comedy career.
All right, so do it on the side.
No.
Or you could have another money laundering scheme like them.
Yeah.
Pretend to sell beer with a gold necklace and be like, you get the free gold necklace with the candy.
I just miss it because it was perfect. It was one Mexican guy. He didn't speak any English. Mm-hmm. There was birds in there.
Yeah, cat.
No cat, all birds, and then there would just be guys sitting in the back,
yeah,
eating their lunch. It was great. No one spoke. Mm. Everything was ancient, and if I requested something, they would have it the next week.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. So if you ever get a chance to go to Turkey, okay? If you ever get a chance to go to Turkey, the Middle East, anywhere outside of the U.S. and Europe, right? You'll see a lot of like stores, and when you look at them, you're like, how do these places stay in business?
Hmm.
How do they stay? A lot of it's government funded. A lot of people will get subsidies. I think from my understanding, and it's not, please don't quote me on this, but a lot of people will get subsidies or funding from the government to start a business. And it's a lot easier actually in the rest of the world to start a business than it is in America. Like, okay, if I wanted to go and just open up a business, the red tape isn't as bad as it is here.
Mm.
So that's why you'll see a lot of stores. They're open. They may not have any business, but they're open.
Okay.
There's a guy open. With a tiny mustache in the 30s in Germany that would do the same thing. Give government subsidies for a business.
Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast. Small batch. Having cigars in the house is a sign of a classy lady or gentleman. It shows you're a person of affluence and taste. Things that I am not. Luckily, our friends at Small Batch Cigar have idiots like me covered. They have free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with that Bovita pack, so your cigars come super, super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. So head on over to smallbatchcigar.com today. And most people click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. And you can use our discount code GAS10, GAS10, for 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. Check them out today, guys. Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show. So when you were talking about trading in for gold or getting gold for cash, Shannon, could you bring up, it was in China, right? The machine now that they have? Remember I sang it, we thought it was in Vegas, but then we found out it was a fake article, but they really do have that machine in China?
Yes.
Let's see.
So originally the article we had read was that now Vegas had basically what was a vending machine that you could put your jewelry in. It would confirm whether or not it was real and give you the market price of gold or silver or whatever it was made of.
Hmm.
So that if you're gambling, you don't have to bother going to a pawn shop anymore.
Yeah.
But those machines, they really now are putting in China.
Look at that. God bless the Chinese.
And you can read the purity on the screen, and it literally melts it down.
Right there.
The sci-fi field, China's gold melting ATM. Located in Shanghai malls, the ATM can melt your gold on the spot and transfer money to your account within 10 to 30 minutes.
Oh, boy. The government sees that.
This would be dangerous to have in Vegas.
This would be dangerous to have anywhere in New York, because then the chain snatchers and all that other bullshit, this is all they have to do? That's fucking simple. No questions asked.
Maybe that's why they would discourage it here?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, though. Listen, as someone who frequents gold shops, you're not going to get much.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get, like, this chain right here, that I have on, probably, if I can fucking find it. This
probably
chain right
bucks.
Here, the chain alone probably get me $20,
$30,
Now, maybe a little bit more. Like maybe 60 or 70. Because it's very lightweight. And right now, to sell gold, you're not getting anything. If I want to sell gold, I'm barely making enough. It's the people, it's that machine who's raking in the money. Mm-hmm. Like they're the ones that are, because you're not, anybody who sells gold right now is, you know, who's, if I'm selling gold, I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. I'm doing fucking great. If I'm buying gold, man. Jesus.
Wartime, the price of precious metals goes through the fucking roof.
Well, it's crazy that lab-grown diamonds are less expensive than gold is right now.
Well, diamonds is that, it's that whole thing with the De Beers company that they could flood the market. They hoard diamonds. You've heard of them, I'm sure. Yeah, they could flood the market whenever they want with as many diamonds as they want. They hoard them and hoard them. And then when the price drops, they flood the market. And then when it gets higher, they take some away. Typical fucking horseshit. So diamonds themselves aren't as valuable as you think they are.
No.
And this company, this family, the De Beers owns them all. So, and that's the same thing, like what you said in your neighborhood, why these jewelry stores pop up. It's the same thing with art. You can launder money through art. You could hike the fucking price up like the Joe Biden or Hunter Biden painting. That wasn't worth what the fuck it was. But you could launder money through art because somebody's going to pay it. And especially if you're like some Russian oligarch or some bullshit like that. You pay this money. Yeah, thank you. You bought this fucking portrait here. Now we're going to launder the money for you at whatever, 20%, whatever they take to launder. It's the same thing with these jewelry stores. Is that, like he said, you two fucking people go in there, buy a chain, and that's all you need. Whatever the amount that it is that you need laundered. I bought this chain.
To cover your overhead.
Yeah. I bought this diamond. Here's the money. Now go launder it for me. And that's all that is. That's how they stay in business with nobody going in there.
And people are pissed about diamonds now because lab-grown diamonds, actually, you can't tell the difference. You actually can't even tell the difference of zirconias, honestly. The only time it actually
matters. I'm aware.
I'm
well aware.
Almost got me divorced.
Oh, no. Never been questioned. Shannon, and I'm going to ask, I don't want to... Shannon, I think we've had this discussion before. If you were to receive an engagement ring, would you get it valued?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's for the purpose of insuring it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's always.
It's a smart thing to do.
What would be a minimum that you think an engagement ring should be? Or does it depend on what the guy makes?
$5,000.
I think it depends.
I think that 3 month salary thing is very antiquated.
That's horseshit.
Because that's from when people had money.
Yeah.
I think $5,000 on it. Because let me tell you something.
Damn.
I'm going to tell you why. Do you want to know why? Because you're not paying for the diamond. You're paying for the gold.
Okay.
So if you're smart, you're going to get a white gold band or platinum band, which is actually going to be cheaper, which allows you to pay more for the diamond. So the more gold you have, the less you're going to be able to afford on the diamond. The more platinum you have, the more you're going to be able to afford on the diamond. Shannon, am I wrong, or do I feel like that's correct?
I would trust a Turkish man with that advice.
Yeah,
for sure.
So the reason I think that 3 month salary thing is bullshit.
Yeah.
I was reading a chart the other day that was like what a house cost as opposed to what people made.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be like 3 year salary.
Yeah.
And you could get a house. Now it's like 25 years salary.
Oh, yeah. That's all fucking nuts.
So I feel like you have to shave off some time because now everything else is so expensive.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, if you were to really go out and buy an engagement ring, is anybody really looking at the gold? Is anybody really looking at the band?
That's
no. They're looking at the diamond.
That's true.
That's what they're looking at. They're like, oh, let me see the stone. No one has ever looked at a ring and been like, turn over. Let me see the other side of that. No, because no one gives a fuck.
It's a great
They want to see the stone. So worry about the stone and what she likes when it comes to that, then spending shit ton of money. And also, by the way, if for anybody that's thinking about it, no shade, but stop going to Tiffany. Stop going to all these
Jared
places.
And shit.
All these places that are, you're paying for the name. Now, what you should do, though, is when you buy an engagement ring is go to a trusted dealer who will give you a warranty on that ring. So that way, if anything happens, you can take it back to them and then have it fixed or any issues like that. But you're paying for just go to the diamond district. Everybody I know 90% of the people that are wearing Cartier bracelets bought them for half the price in the diamond district.
Now, is the theory that the engagement ring should be so much so that if anything ever happens, she can sell it and live off it for a little while?
No. No, the engagement ring should be just enough where no, the engagement ring should never be.
Can I tell
that
you what
much.
I spent on my wife so you can judge me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you say less than $2,000.
Oof. I'm going to say 400.
Seven.
Seven. That a boy.
Where did you buy it?
That's Etsy. True love.
And is it diamonds?
Probably not.
That's amazing. That's
but you know what,
great.
Though?
Shannon, go on Etsy and look up cat engagement ring.
But you know what, though? I'll tell you this. You know where people can... You'd be surprised. You can find some good jewelry. If anybody's ever looking for jewelry on this podcast, First Dibs. First Dibs. One STD. First Dibs.
None of those. No.
Is actually a great company.
It's wait, go down.
That's another thing that lasts forever. An STD.
It might be that one. Hold on. Let me see that one.
Sorry, it disappeared when I clicked on it.
Wait, so is it real diamonds? I'm so confused. What am I looking at?
It might be...
This one?
No, go over to the right twice.
This one?
I could see that one.
Similar to that.
Looks like a cat's ears.
Yeah, so she's got one diamond in the middle and then two little ones that are the ears.
Mm-hmm. And they're diamonds.
I think they're cubic zirconias.
Mm-hmm.
But,
these,
you know,
all say moissanite.
Yeah.
Well, so it's worse.
I mean, it looks nice.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Let me tell you something.
That's all that matters. That's
At
all
the
that
end
should
of the
matter.
Day, no one's. If someone's so concerned about diamonds, maybe they're not the one for you.
Shannon, what's the minimum you think you would
well said,
you
Oscar.
Would want? Or did I ask that already?
We have talked before. And like for me, I don't like, I want it to like look pretty and be like the cut that I want and stuff. But aside from that, I don't want it to be too expensive because mm-hmm. I don't want to have to walk around with my ring turned around on the inside as I'm walking in the street because I'm scared mm-hmm. someone's going to steal it.
Yeah.
Like, are you I want a something princess crazy. Cut gal there, Shannon?
No, I like the Asher cut or the cushion cut.
Mm. Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, I like those.
Asher cut's
better.
Very, I think Asher cut's actually quite beautiful. It's I love an emerald cut or an Asher cut.
I also like
cut.
The emerald cut, yes.
Emerald cut, like a nice three-pronged emerald,
exactly.
I think is beautiful.
And it's simple, classic.
Yeah. You don't need to be, and you don't need to, yeah, you don't need to spend that money on an. The ring is good enough.
That's
okay,
great.
Before
advice
we get out of here,
Oscar.
Let's do a little bit of fast food news. And I said, no, Oscar's got a heart out. Okay, I had a
heart
soft
in, and heart out.
Soft in, heart out.
Hi guys.
And
shut up.
So I don't know if you guys have seen the executives of fast food companies have been making videos trying their own product because the guy from McDonald's tried the Big Arch. And he literally referred to the food as product.
Yeah.
He couldn't look less like he ate it.
Yeah.
So now Burger King's done it, and now we've got the Wendy's president eating their own burger. So we're going to end on this because it wouldn't be the zoo if I don't yap about fast food.
Can I tell you something? I watched those videos. And let me tell you something. None of those CEOs or presidents really enjoyed the food. Now I'm going to tell you why. Because when you bite into something so good, your eyes close. Your eyes close for at least a minute, like a millisecond, where you're like, that's good. And none of their fucking eyes close.
Oscar's talking about a pillow.
Oscar, your comment shows up here.
Huh?
Your comment shows up here when I click on it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my God, look at that.
Oh, that's so funny.
Wait, let me see.
It is Oscar.
I'm not wrong.
What's it say?
It says,
son of a bitch.
It says, but everybody
okay,
knows
but
that
everyone knows that when you taste something so good, those eyes closed to embrace the bliss. No eyes closed. Don't trust it.
See? That's right. Beyond.
All right, so let's see.
Yeah, beyond.
Let's see this nerd.
Applewood smoked bacon.
It looks awful, by the way.
It doesn't look good.
He got it from the worst Wendy's ever.
Amazing.
What the fuck?
Absolutely wonderful.
That looks dry as fuck.
Yeah.
Terrible bite.
Look at him.
This is exactly the way a great hamburger should be.
He's not even enjoying it. And why are your bites so small?
Frosty. Dude, he went to the worst fucking Wendy's ever.
That was a terrible Wendy's.
Yeah,
really
my Wendy's never looked like that.
God, that's awful.
Bet you I know which Wendy's he went to.
But he did dip his fries in the Frosty, which is clutch.
Yeah, somebody. You think somebody told him to do that?
Yeah.
Somebody's like,
you
got to dip your fries in the Frosty.
You know, he's got a 19-year-old social media director being like, make sure you dip it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, queen, slay. Yeah.
Make sure you dip. You want to make sure you appeal to the people with this.
I bet that marketing wise, sells more Frosties and more fries.
Oh yeah.
Than it will the burger. They actually talked about it how it was like a marketing ploy, and that they
probably sell the other one, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a reason they do the dollar frosty, and I'm sure it's because you're going to get a large fry with it.
Yeah. You have to. You can't eat that thing with the straw or the fucking spoon. You always have to get the biggie fucking fries to scoop all of that shit out of there. You have to.
Well, I see Oscar looking at his phone, and I know he's got a heart out. So I'm going to respect it. Oscar, thank you so much for your time. Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This was fun. I love this. This was great.
Truly appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
And let's get you out of here,
always
buddy.
Love seeing Oscar.
And we'll see you this Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.